You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Very warm welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. You join us on Sunday's edition of the podcast where it is 1,000 Guineas Day at Newmarket. Really good day of racing on the card at HQ. Not only have we got the 1,000 Guineas, of course, coming up at 3:35, but the fillies also take centre stage in the Group 2 Dahlia Stakes. And, of course, there could be some potential Oaks clues in the Pretty Polly Stakes listed race won by the likes of Latidar, Tagruda and Ouija Board in years gone by. But the 1,000 Guineas, very much the feature on the card on Sunday. We'll be talking about that race in due course. We've also got racing at Hamilton and at Goram Park as well on Sunday. You can hear all of the racing live with James Moman, joined by Alistair Jones and Paddy Aspel for all of the action. Sam Norris here, and joining me is the aforementioned Paddy Aspel to take a look at the racing on Sunday. I feel bad, Paddy, for having dragged you into the podcast room because you're an injured man at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, I was just saying to the lads inside that they won't be sending me on the tea run today, because by the time I manage to get back to them, they will be they might as well be drinking water. It'll be freezing cold.
Indeed.
So that's one advantage.
You seem to have quite a positive outlook, though, because it's a bad injury that you've been afflicted with. For those who don't know, it's an ACL.
Well, I'll be honest, the ACL isn't ruptured, but both the two main ligaments in your knee, the ACL and the PCL, have actually come off the bone.
Right.
I know it's a bit gruesome, but I've actually done all four ligaments in my knee. It's a complete mess. All four ligaments, the ACL and, as I said, the other one have come off the bone. I've ruptured the two at the side. I've actually dislocated my shin bone away from my kneecap. It's a complete mess. So I've got a, I can't have surgery until Thursday. It was actually Easter Monday in Jersey, but I can't have surgery until Thursday to wait for the swelling to reduce, to just do a more accurate surgery. So, but I mean, the thing is, obviously, we're both football mad, so we'll know that even any sort of talk of ACLs is not good, you know. But obviously, football's a different job, but still, it's a proper long term injury, unfortunately, but that's the way it goes.
Indeed. Well, fingers crossed the surgery goes okay. And as I say, it is good to see you in relatively high spirits, considering. Let's look back on some of Saturday's action, first of all. Starting with the 2,000 Guineas, of course. We'll be moving on to talk about the 1,000 in due course. The 2,000 Guineas won by Magna Grecia, the second favourite, of course. Another Guineas win for Aidan O'Brien. And despite the fact that was the second favourite, some people may have found the results, or certainly the way the race was run, a little bit unsatisfactory. James Millman, as we know, was very clear on his opinion of the race. Three horses breaking away on one side of the track, which was clearly favoured. Magna Grecia came from that group as well. What were your thoughts on the race? Are you as disappointed by it as perhaps James was?
I think we've got to look at it, Sammy, the advantage that horses were having at the last, the meeting a few weeks ago at Newmarket, that were drawn under that standside fence, was massive. You know, I'm glad that it's Aidan O'Brien's horse that has won, because that was one of the more fancied ones.
Yeah, except the 66-1 chance wins that finished in second, then we would be talking about an unsatisfactory result.
You know, look, Shine So Bright, stall 18. And then we had Magna Grecia, 17, and Richard Hannon's horse, King of Change, stall 19.
Yeah.
And they were the only ones that took that route. So, and like, you stopped the race probably a furlong and a half out. They're probably 2.5 lengths clear of the other pack. It's unsatisfactory. I mean, I read it earlier on in the day about the reasoning for not having the cutaway point, because, you know, it was a full field 19, the stalls were going to be in the middle, but I think, as I've mentioned, if it hadn't have been Magni Agresia that had won, and it had been another one of the bigger priced ones that was just happened to be in a high number stall, it would have been far, far from satisfactory. But look, at the end of the day, that's the way they were drawn out, and that's the route the guys have decided to take. And it's, like I mentioned, there is no doubt that there is a massive bias and a massive advantage to get up underneath that stand side rail. But with 19 runners, such fine margins, you're racing off level weights, you can't possibly expect the lads who are drawn low to cover all that ground just to have that position on the track, because all good and well if it comes off, but if it doesn't, and you've gone and done that in such a massive race like 2,000 guineas, it's suicide, you know. So it's them lads that are drawn over the far side are stuck between a rock and a hard place. They've got to make the best of a bad job. Now look, it's not as if they were absolutely tailed off behind the three that came up the stand side, but for such a big race and for a spectacle, yeah, it ended up disappointing. But you know, I'd imagine the horse of Richard Hannon's, I mean, he's come straight out of a Nottingham maiden.
Yeah.
You know, albeit visually very impressive and, you know, full of promise, but, you know, he shouldn't really, on paper, be finishing where he did in the guineas on just his fourth run. But anyway, there you go, disappointed, so we'll just have to hope that we have a little bit more truer tale in the version for the fillies tomorrow.
Yeah, fingers crossed, because that's a race that's thrown up some strange results over the years. One final point on the 2,000. Is it worth upgrading the performance of Skardu, who finished back in third, drawn three, wrong side of the track, impressive in the Craven? I mean, that's not going to be missed by the odds compilers next time around. I think everyone will have noticed that, but certainly worth upgrading that one's performance, I thought.
Definitely, and he was never any clearer or any closer, should I say, than when they crossed the line. Finished off very strong. He's ended up having to sort of come out on a limb, and, you know, sort of he'd nothing around him to give him a toe up the track. He's had a horrible old passage through, and evidently racing on the slower part of the track, but was very, very strong to the line. This is a horse only having his third start, and he certainly backs up that run in the Craven last time. It was very, very full of promise, and probably I'd say connections that really ruined what sort of number stall they had today was a big factor in only finishing where they did in the guineas.
Yeah, huge case of what might have been for Skardu, but could be one to follow next time around. Let's take a look at Sunday's racing. Of course, we're going to talk about the 1,000 guineas in just a moment, but we are going to start at Goran Park with the 140 race, where we have a mile maiden on our hands. It's one of three meetings, of course, Newmarket, obviously, where the guineas is the feature, also racing at Hamilton. But this opener at Goran Park, the 140, as I say, a maiden over a mile. What's caught the eye here, Paddy?
I've gone for a Joshua Bryan horse here in Pasley.
Yep.
Declan McDonough rides. Hadn't really shown much on two previous outings. One last year at the Curragh, and he's had a couple of goes this time round, starting off over a mile and a quarter at Leopardstown, where he ran okay, but he was fairly comfortably beaten, but was much better last time around Limerick with a bit of dig in the ground. I mean, he's gone from a Curragh and a Leopardstown maiden to Limerick, so obviously his sights were lowered, and they just took him back and trip Limerick, and they ran him over seven. But he was a real eye catcher that day, finished off very, very strong, and I just thought he went to the line very, very nicely. And look, they've not gone for anything flash again tomorrow. You know, they've taken him to Goran Park. There's plenty of runners here, but there's also going to be plenty of dead wood. And from stall 11, at least now, he's had the benefit of having three starts, so he's got plenty of experience as regards to some of these who are actually making their debuts. One or two of the others in the lineup have got better pages, but the fact that Paisley's had the three goes now, and that was his first glimmer of any sort of ounce of ability last time, and I just sort of thought he was ridden to run well, and that's exactly what he did. But the cat's out of the bag now, and you'd imagine with Declan McDonough booked tomorrow and having the benefit of a fair bit of experience now, there'll be nowhere to hide for Pazzi tomorrow, and I think he could run very, very well for Joseph O'Brien and Declan McDonough.
Pasley then, the selection, a 140 race at Goran there, first of the day. On to the big one then on Sunday, the 1,000 guineas off at 3:35 at Newmarket. Qabala is the 130 favourite at time recording. Skitter Scatter is 6-1. Iridessa is 13-2. 7-1 for Just Wonderful. Fairyland is 9-1. Mott Juiced is 10-1. Dandu 11-1. 12-1 and bigger prices for the rest of them. Qabala was obviously put in pretty short after her victory, being in and around the 3-1 mark ever since she won the Nell Gwyn. A worthy favourite in your mind for the 1,000 guineas?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously she was clipped in a fair bit on the day, wasn't she?
Mm.
But very, very impressive. And it was just the manner what she went to the line. You know, she was. It's not as if she was hanging on or just seeing it out. As she approached the line, she won going away, as the term goes. Very, very impressive. And I mean, obviously both her wins have come at this track. So, I mean, obviously this is another big step forward, and she probably isn't massive value, but I do think she's a worthy favourite, because the next one in is Skitter Scatter. Now, Skitter Scatter is one that I would really love to see win, because obviously he was in the care of Patrick Prendergast last year, and, you know, was a massive flag bearer for both Patrick Prendergast and the exit Ronan Whelan, but they moved all his horses over to John's yard, which, you know, John Ox's numbers nowadays are sort of well down on what he would have had,
yeah.
You know, in previous years. But nonetheless, this Skitter Scatter is absolutely, I think she's an absolute cracker. And for me, I think Qabala is a worthy favourite, as I've mentioned, but I just think at 100-30, and then the next in is Skitter Scatter. Qabala's ticking the boxes as far as, you know, very impressive visually to the eye last time. Both wins have come at Newmarket. But for me, I think Skitter Scatter, although we've not seen her this time, I wouldn't have any sort of worries there at all, simply because of whose care she's under now. Because John Ox, you know, he's got a wealth of experience, trained many good horses for Sheikh, or for the His Royal Highness Aga Khan down the year, so he knows what a good horse is. He knows what it takes to win a good race. And Ronan Whelan, although he's probably not on the tip of everyone's tongue that he's one of, you know, the big jockeys, he's a very, very capable rider, and he's when he does get the call up on these big days, he's not let people down. So, you know, punters don't have to have any worries on that side of it. And then the next thing we've got to look at is Skitter Scatter has got a better draw than the favourite.
Yeah.
Because she's closer to this rail. You know, she's in 11. Qabala's in 6. I know they're not a million miles apart, but still, when, as we're getting back to it, you look at sort of Skitter Scatter is twice the price of the variant filly, I think I would probably be keen to be with John Ox's Skitter Scatter. Was very, very taken, as I say, with her last year. And obviously, she will be fit and ready to go. And the guys that sort of were of the opinion that she didn't need the prep. And so they're bringing her here fresh and hopefully well. So Skitter Scatter for me to take the prize back to Ireland.
Yeah, it was 6-1 for the 1,000 guineas is Skitter Scatter. One final point on this race before we wrap up, and something you mentioned on the radio on Saturday, obviously in the absence of Andrea Azzaini, David Egan has picked up, well, pretty much all the rides on the well-fancied Roger Varian horses over the course of Guineas weekend. A slight surprise, I suppose, that he's been given all of them. I thought maybe they'd be divided up a little bit, but as you correctly pointed out a little bit earlier on, what a great opportunity for David Egan on some great horses, and including, you know, getting the ride on the favourite in a classic.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the thing is, you know, Roger has, it's sort of like, how would you compare it? It's like certain trainers bring horses along gradually.
Yes, he does that with jockeys.
He does that with jockeys.
Yes.
You know, like you'd say, I know he's retired now, but Luca Camani, I mean, sometimes he could have a horse and, you know, he might run it twice in a season for three seasons.
Yep.
You know, it just brings him along gradually. Whereas, you know, that's what Roger has done with David Egan. Obviously, he's got his dad tutoring him as well. And he's a lovely kid, very, very well grounded. He can do light. He says very little. He lets his riding do the talking. And, you know, I'm glad that he's getting rewarded now, because, you know, the Variant team have made a very, very good start. Obviously, you know, you need the good horses. But, you know, for a lad of his years, he's got quite a bit of riding done. you know, because and without riding mountains of winners, because he wasn't actually riding that many of variants, so he wasn't really riding that many fancied horses. So he's picked up plenty of experience along the way through the bread and butter stuff through the week. But he rides with his brain, you know, he's a very clever fella, very capable, rides very, very similar to his dad. I mean, it's amazing when you watch them riding. It's all about, everything's about forward going and momentum and, you know, not just brute strength in the saddle. But no, it's a great opportunity for him, and well deserved. And, you know, he's got a massive chance of winning himself a Guineas tomorrow, you know, for a young kid. So yeah, good luck to him.
Indeed. But Pasley and Skitterscatter, the recommendations for Sunday's racing. Paddy, we're back in the studio alongside James Norman and Alistair Jones for all of Sunday's racing at Newmarket, at Goran and at Hamilton as well. Paddy, thank you for that. If I don't see you again, best of luck with the surgery.
No problem. Thanks, mate.